Today's daf is Brachas daf Nun He, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sar Aliza. But before we begin, I just want to say that our Chabura will, Yetz Hashem, be hosting a Siyam in Brooklyn, Thursday, March 5th. At 6:30, the exact location is still to be determined. The scene will be hosted by Arya Gelbard and Shui Brick. If anybody would like to RSVP, they can at brooklyndafbaisruli@gmail.com. That's brooklyndafbaisruli@gmail.com. Zok de Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda. So we're moving along here in the last perek of Masechtas Brachos, another epic perek, perek haroy. Zok de Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda, shloisha tzrichin shimur. There are three people that require an extra shmira. Ve'eluhein, chayla, chasan, ve'kala. A chayla requires extra shmira, and a chasin kala require extra shmira. But Masnisa Tani, we learned in a braisa, chayla, chaya, that's a woman that has a baby, chasin v'kala. V'yeshayimrim, some say af ovel, an ovel also requires extra shmira. V'yeshayimrim, and some say af talmidei chachamim balayla. A talmud chachem at night also requires extra shmira. So a few things. First of all, why are we talking about this? We just started Perek Haroya. Perek Haroya discusses different halachos in Hilchos Brachos, which is the Masechta that we're learning, Masechtas Brachos. The Perek began with Haraya Makim Shenasu by Nisim LeYisrael Oimer Baruch Sha'asa Nisim LaBeisena B'Makim Hazeh, and that was the topic of the first half of the Perek. Why are we discussing Shloisha Tzricha Shimur? So Pashup Shad is because the Gemara had just mentioned Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Arba Tzrichim LaHoidos, the halacha of Birchas HaGoimel, which very much was part of the discussion of the first halacha of the Mishnah of Haraya Makam Shenasu Ben Yisim LeYisrael. So we mentioned something that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Arba'a, it involves a number, so we mentioned something else that Rav Yehuda said involving a number, not the number four, rather than the number three. This is not in the name of Rav, but the point is, that's the theme of the digression of the Gemara, and it will be the theme of the continuous digression of the Gemara. So what was Rabbi Yehuda's halacha? There are three people that require shmira. Shmira from what? Says Rashi min hamazikin. So these are people that require shmira from the mazikin, and it's an interesting list. A chayla, a chasan, a kala, a woman that just gave birth, an ovel, and talmidei chachamim balayla. So if you look at Rashi, not all these people that require shmira for the same reason. Rashi says a chayla or an ovel, that's a person that's not in a good place. As a result, it's hura mazalom on some level, and it's for that reason they require shmira. A chas and kala is just the opposite. They're in a very good place. That's the toivu lachas mi beis ovel, lachas mi beis mishta. They require shmira dafka because they're in such a good place, and sometimes the mazikin can get jealous, and because of the kinna of the mazikin, they can come and attack them. Regardless, this was Rav Zalach. Amar Rav Yehuda, shloisha dvarim, there are three things, amayruch ben marichi yomav shnoisu shalom. If a person is mayrich, he does them for a long time, it's a skula for arichos yomim. So we've had a few things already in the Masechta that are a skula for arichos yomim. Here we have another three. Hamayrich bitfilasai, someone davens a long shmainesri. Vamayrich hashulchani, somebody spends a lot of time at his suda. Vamayrich bebeisakisei, someone spends a lot of time in the bathroom. Hamayrich bitfilasai, for 80 gemar malusai, number one. If someone's mayrich bitfilasai, is that a good thing? I'm Rabbi Yoichanan. Didn't Rabbi Chibarab say in the name of Rabbi Yoichanan? Hamayrich bitfilasai. If someone's mayrich in his tefillah, and then afterwards he starts analyzing his tefillah and starts making cheshbonos. Wow, I just davened such a good shmoneh esrei. I have no doubt that this tefillah will be answered. So if poli de kev lev, it's not a good thing. Not only is it a good thing, it's going to lead to heartache. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, toicheles mimushacha machal olev. Toicheles, Rashi says, is a lashon tefillah. Kamoi vayichal moisha. So toicheles mimushacha. If someone davens mimushacha for a long time, machal olev, it's going to lead to heartache. The Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak said the same thing. There are three things that cause a person's averos to be mentioned in Shamayim. The eluhen kir natu. If somebody goes next to a wall that's about to fall, He puts himself in a situation of sakana. So in Shemayim, they start determining, does he have the schosim to creep out of this sakana? The iyun tefillah, someone who analyzes his tefillah, or if someone davens to Hashem about something that somebody else is doing, so in Shemayim, they say, aha, so you think this person deserves to be punished? Let's see who you are. But regardless, what do you see from here? You see from two mamori chazal, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yitzchok said it as well, that it's not good to daven a long tefillah and to be ma'ayin in the tefillah. So how could Rabbi Yehuda have said another thing that involves a number? Shloisha dvarim, hamarich bohem marichin yomu v'shnois av shaladam. And the first one was hamarich betfilas. And the Gemara gives a very obvious answer. Halekasha, hadam ayin bah, hadalai mayin bah. If somebody davens a long Shemayin Esrei, that's wonderful. If somebody davens a long Shemayin Esrei and he starts thinking to himself, aha, I davened so well, for sure my tefillah is going to be answered. And then if his tefillah is not answered, he starts questioning, that's when it's a bad thing. Vehechi, obed amavish barach, I mean, what's the good way of doing it? Just daven a lot. Vamarich hashulchano, if somebody spends a lot of time at his table, he eats a very long suda, that's also marichin lo yomu v'shnois av, says the Gemara. Why? Dilmasi anya v'yavle. Because if your meal is longer, you're giving more opportunities for people that don't have their own food to come and partake in your suda d'chsev. The pasuk says it's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Sounds very much like a pasuk in this week's parasha, but it's not. It's actually a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Aleph. It says Hamizbeach eight shalosh amos gavoya v'arkoi shtayim amos u'miktzayis avloi v'arkoi v'kirayis of eight. I'm reading the whole pasuk, and then it says v'yedabre elai zeh hashulchan achalufnei Hashem. So the pasuk starts off talking about the mizbeach, Hamizbeach eight shalosh, and then it ends, Vayedabre Elai, Zeh HaShulchan, Ashalufnei Hashem. Break the Gemara, the obvious question. Pasach v'mizbeach, v'sayim b'shulchan. Is this Pasach describing the mizbeach? Is it describing the shulchan? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, v'Rabbi Lozer, the Amri Trevah, here there was no machloikis. Here everybody agreed. Because man, Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, as long as it was Shabbos HaMikdash, Mizbeach Mechap Al Yisrael. If he needed kapara, he brought a chatas, he brought an asham, he wanted to give a dot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brought a toida. There were ways to get kapara, atonement. How so? By bringing karbanos on the mizbeach. Achsha, but now that we don't have a mizbeach, shulchanos shalad mechaper olav. A person's table is mechaper. How is it mechaper? Because if you're mayrech al shulchanoi, dilma asi anya, you're giving an opportunity for an ani to show up. So the reason the shulchan is doimel mizbeach isn't merely a heebie-jeebie type idea. Now you do find that it impacts halacha. For example, we spoke about the Ramah, that the Ramah says you're supposed to have salt at your table. Why? I'll call karbon chatakriv melech. You're not supposed to sit on the table because shulchan is doimel mizbeach. There are halachas that come as a result of this. But the point is that at its core, you want to know why the Shulchan's Doimel Mizbeach, this is what it's about. Because Dilma Asi Anya, it's because of the chesed that people do on their Shulchan. We mentioned not very long ago the Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Truma, where the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the Shulchan was made from Atzei Shittim. What's Shittim? So he said, Shittim is Rosh Teva, Shalom, Toiva, Yeshua, and Mechila. Because through a person's Shulchan, he can be gebenched with the greatest bracha is, you can have shalom, you can have toiva, you can have yeshua, you can have mechila. He says that he heard that the chassidim in Tzarfas, they used to make their coffins out of the wood of their shulchan, out of their table. It's based on this gemara. He quotes this gemara, pasach b'mizbeach, v'sayim b'shulchan, because the shulchan today is literally our mizbeach. Says the gemara, what was the last thing? V'amayrich b'beis hakiseh. So if a person davens long, he eats for a long time, and then he spends a long time in the Beis HaKiseh. This is all a school of Arichas Yom. Afraid the Gemara. Hamayrach beBeis HaKiseh Mal Yusahu. That's a good thing. But time we learn to the Brisa. I saw it. Varmi Vina Salam. There are 10 things that can cause a person to have hemorrhoids. Ha'ichal Ali Kanim. Somebody eats the leaves of reed. V'ali Gefanim. The leaves of a grapevine. V'luvle Gefanim. The lulavim of the Gefanim. Umayrige Behema. So Rashi says, this is meat that's rough, she'inei chalak, it's not smooth. Rashi gives examples, the tongue of the animal, the throat of the animal, v'hakeres apnimi u'beis hakoisois. Those are two of the four stomachs of the animal, of perik elu treifus vein. V'shedroi shaldag, the spine of a fish, v'dag maliach salty fish, she'inei malvushal kotzorcha, that's not properly cooked, v'ashoisa shimre yayin, the sediment of wine, v'amekanech besid, if somebody, after he goes to the bathroom, he cleans himself with sid, u'becharosis, different earthenware, v'amekanech betzror, she'kidich v'chaver, or he uses a rack that somebody else already used, v'yeshamim, some say, afa toila atzmei bebeis hakise, this is the punchline, yoyse midai, someone who goes to the bathroom and he spends too much time there. So you see that it's not a school of Arichas Yomim, it's actually a school of Fetachtoinius. That's the Gemara's Kasha, and for the Gemara, like Kasha, Hadamarech Vitali, Hadamarech Vitali. Now, if somebody just spends a lot of time in the bathroom, that's a good thing. But if someone is Marech Vitali, meaning he sits in a position where he's not properly sitting, it's the awkward position that he spends a long time in the Beis HaKisei in that can cause tachtoinia. Says the Gemara, Ki hodo amr le'ahu matronisa l'Rav Yehuda. And the Gemara explains with ma'isa shahaya ka'achaya. There was a matronisa who once saw Rav Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi, as in the famous Rav Yehuda. And she told him, ponecha doimim, your face looks le'megadle chazirim. You look like someone that's in the chazir business. Ulamal v'beribis, or someone that's a loan shark. Amalah. So he told her, Hey Nusa, says, I promise you, both of those things are things I'm not allowed to do. I'm not involved in Chazer, I'm not involved in Ribbis. Now, incidentally, what's so special about being in the Chazer business and being a Malva Beribbis? Rashi says, Schor and Meruba, because they're very profitable businesses, but Loi Tairach, you don't have to work very hard. As a result, so the person looks great because he's making money, and at the same time, he's not working very hard. So she, Rabbi Yehuda, had a certain glow. So she told her, wow, you look like you must be in the right industry. His response was, I'm not in those businesses. I'll tell you why I look this way. Because where I live, there are 24 bathrooms. Lebe Medrasha. In fact, from where I stay up until Beis Medrash, that's how many bathrooms I pass. And on my way to Beis Medrash, but dikta nafshoi bekulu, I stop at each one to be baidik myself. Regardless, this is an idea of someone that was mayach with Beis HaKisei. Rabbi didn't spend a lot of time in each Beis HaKisei. He certainly didn't sit in that awkward position that could be maybe l'day tachtoinius. What it means is that he was constantly aware of the fact that if he had to go to the bathroom, he went to the bathroom, and that's marichal yom v'shnoisav. It sounds like not so much a skula. Right, if somebody spends a lot of time at his shulchan, he's marich betfilosoi. So these are more inyone skulia. Sounds, this is more practical. This is just good hygiene. This is just a person taking care of himself. Either way, Zokti Gemara. There are three things that cause a person not to live long. So Rabbi Yehuda said three things that are marich in Yom Vishnoisav. Now Rabbi Yehuda said three things that are in the verse. Mishnah Leis Sevetar Lukres Veina Kaira. If somebody gets called up for an aliyah and he doesn't go up. Koshal Bracha Levarech Ve'ina Mevarech. If someone's offered the Koshal Bracha to bench and he doesn't bench. V'amani Gatzmei B'Rabbanis. Or if somebody, he takes upon himself Rabbanis. Says the Gemara. Sevetar Lukres Veina Kaira. Dechsev Kuchay Yechav. So you're not going, you're not going to get that Richas Yomim. It's a beautiful Rashi here. Rashi says, what does that mean? What does this pasuk have to do with anything? This is a pasuk we all know. Right in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayomer Shem Al Avram Lech Lecha. And then what did he say? Va'avorcha mivarechecha u'mekalelelcha o'or v'nivruchu v'cha komish b'chayis v'adamo. So if somebody takes Koshal Bracha, that's a school of Arichas Yom. If you don't take Koshal Bracha, it's a bad thing, says Rashi, because when a person has Koshal Bracha, what does he do? He benches the Birchas HaYireach. He benches the Balabayas. V'hamivarech Birchas HaMazim, mivarech l'Balabayas. And you know what happens when you give a Bracha? V'avarecha mivarechecha. You're going to end up being a bench. So the reason benching and being the one that's Moitzi the Olam is a school of is because you're going to make the Birchas HaYireach. It's not the benching per se as much as it's the Birchas HaYireach. And finally, why did Yosef do it before his brothers? Because he took upon himself Rabbonis. There are three things that require special rachamim. Melech Toiv, that there should be a good king. Shana Toiv, it should be a good year. The Cholim Toiv, that a person should have a good dream. Melech Toiv, Dixiv, Palgei Mayim, Lev Melech, B'yad Hashem. You see, the Lev Melech is B'yad Hashem. Shana Toiv, Dixiv, Tomed, Eni Hashem, Lekech. And in the beginning of that pasuk is Hashem aleim yichyu luchol bohem chaye ruchi vasachalimeni vachayeni. The sachalimeni pasuk shat the pasuk means you strengthen me. But the Gemara is darshening the lashon cholim, and you see Hashem takes a special interest in dreams. These are three things that Hashem is more involved in, so to speak. There's a special hashgacha. And these are three things that require special rachm. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Shloish shadvar machus leim kadosh baruch vasser." There are three things that a kadosh baruch calls out by himself. Elohein, and these are the three things: ra'av, whether there'll be a hunger; v'soiva, there's going to be food; ufarnes toiv, and whether or not there'll be a good farnes. Ra'av dichsev ki kara Hashem l'ra'av. Soiva dichsev karasei al adagam v'herbeisi. Hashem himself seems to be the one declaring all this. Parnes toiv dichsev ayidav Hashem al moish alema rei karasei b'shem. Bitzavod. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Ema midim parnes al tzibur, elam kein nimlochem b'tzibur." Interesting halacha. You're not allowed to point a parnes on the tzibur unless you take counsel by the tzibur, meaning the oilam has a vote. It's a democracy. It's not a dictatorship. So if you want to appoint a rav or a parnes, a leader on a tzibur, you have to ask the tzibur. You know where we learned that? We learned that from Hashem himself. Shenemav ru'u kara Hashem b'shem b'tzal. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Moshe, hagun alecha b'tzal? So Hashem turns to Moshe and says, tell me, is b'tzal, are you okay if b'tzal is the one that's going to build a mishkan? Mamish, this week's parasha. Omalei, so he told him, Ribayin Shalom, im lefanecha hagun. I mean, if Hashem, it's your nominee, it's your candidate, Lefanai, Loi Golshkin, it's certainly okay with me. Amaloi, so David told him, Afal Pike, I hear, okay. But Lechem or Lehem, you have to go and ask the Yidden if they're also masking. Holach, Va'amal Yisrael, Hogan Alechem Betzal, Amrle, they said, and Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ulefanechu Hogan, if Hashem likes Betzal and you like Betzal, what, Lefaneinu Loi Golshkin? So of course, Moshe gave the right answer and the Yidden gave the right answer, but at the end of the day, what David should do? He was Nimlach. Hashem went and he asked Moshe, are you okay? So you see from here that Ein Mamidim Parnas al Atzibu, Elon Kim Nimnacham Atzibu, Amr Hashem Marech Minim Rabbi Yonasan. So we mentioned Betzalel, we digress. Betzalel, Hashem Chacham Asa Nikra. The reason Betzalel was called Betzalel is because he was a tremendous Chacham. And in the name Betzalel is hidden the special Chachma that Betzalel had. How so? B'shosh Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. When Hashem told Moshe, Lecha Mar Betzalel, Vaseli Mishkan Ar Mekel, go make for me a Mishkan and Ar Mekel, Holach Moshe V'Hafach. Moshe went and he flipped the order. V'Amaloi, he didn't tell Betzalel, what's the order? Mishkan, then Aroin, and then Kelim. Rather, he said, I say Aroin, V'Kelim, and only afterwards Mishkan. By the way, it sounds like from the Lashon HaGemara that the Aroin wasn't one of the Kelim. Mishkan, Aroin, V'Kelim. Aroin, Kelim, U'Mishkan. Isn't the Aroin one of the Kelim? So this Torah from the Rogach of a Goyin, that the Rogach of a Goyin said that the Aroin wasn't one of the Klei HaMishkan. There's nafkaminas in Halacha, what the difference would be, if it is one of the Kelim or it's not one of the Kelim. I don't know if this is one of Israel's, but the Lashon HaGemara is Mishkan, Aroin, V'Kelim, Aroin, Kelim, U'Mishkan. It sounds like the Aroin, L'Chud, the Kelim Luchod and the Mishkan Luchod. Amaloi, Moshe Rabbeinu. So either way, so Betzalel turns to Moshe and Betzalel tells Moshe, you want me to make first the Aroin, then the Kelim, then the Mishkan. Min Hagay Shalaylam Adam Boina Bayis Va'achakach Machnas Asaycha Kelim. You don't order furniture until you have a house to put the furniture in. Va'ato Eimer, you're telling me Asili Aroin v'Kelim u'Mishkan. Doesn't make sense. Kelim Shani Yoseichach Nizmo. I'm going to do with all the Kelim. Shema Kach Amal Chagadosh Baruch Hu. So Betzalel told Moshe, maybe this is what Hashem told you. Maybe he said Asay Mishkan first, make the Mishkan, and then afterwards Aron v'Kelim. Amalai. So Moshe told Betzal, you're right. Shema Betzel Kelo Yisa V'Yodata. How could you have known this? You must have a special Ruach HaKodesh. You must be in the Tzel of Kel. You must be somehow Betzel of the Mem. How do you know this? You must have a special Ruach HaKodesh. You're 100% right. I flipped the order. I'm Rabbi Rabbi. Dehoye Betzalel. The Tzar of Oysen Shenivar Bemesh Mayavar. It's on the topic of the Betzel Kel of Betzalel. Said Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rab. Betzalel knew how to be Metzarif to Oysius Shenivru Behem Shemayim Va'aretz. What does that mean? The Oysius Shenivru Behem Shemayim Va'aretz. So Rashi says, Al Yidei Tzirufan Ubesefi Yetzirah Tanilahu. So we're continuing our streak of mentioning the Sefer Yetzirah. K'siv Hacha, it says, Vayimali Oysi Ruach Elikim B'chachma B'sfinu V'das. V'k'siv Hasim, it says, regarding Priyas Ha'ilam, Hashem B'chachma Yosad Eretz Koyne Shemayim B'sfunu, K'siv B'daiti Toymes Nifko. So these adjectives that are used to describe the great Chachma of Betzalel are L'shoynes. This is Sprach that was used by Priyas Ha'ilam. So you see that Betzalel was tapped in to Sefer Yetzirah. He knew how to not just make a goylem and an igla tilsa, but he knew how to be mitzarev to oisya shenivur b'am shemayim v'aretz, and it's through that you the Mishkan, which was going to be a makom of Ashrayis Hashchina, was going to be an oylem on this world for kaviyochel, and all the soides that are in the Mishkan was able to come about because Betzalel wasn't just a contractor. Betzalel was Yodea Letzaref Oisio Shenivru Bem Shemayim Varetz. I'm Rabbi Yoichin said, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisen Chachma El Elamisha Yesh Bei Chachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chachma, so the wisdom are given to the wise. Shenem Ayoiv Chachmasa L'Chakimin. Daniel said this. Umandoa heard this, and he said this over to Rabbi Avo. You, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Tachlifa wasn't the son of Marava. He wasn't the son of Eretz Yisrael. He was a Bar Marava. So he said, oh, in Eretz Yisrael, this is the way they learn. We learn it from somewhere else. We don't have to go to Daniel Perek Beis. We know it from Shmois Perek Lamed Aleph. Dechsiv ubelev kol chacham lev nasati chachma. The question, of course, is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yohiv chachma sol lechakimin, Hashem only gives chachma to people that are already chachamim. So how does it start? It's a galgal achayzer. It's a catch 22. You have to be a chacham to get chachma. If you're not a chacham, you're not going to get chachma. So how did you become the chacham to be able to get the chachma? Reb Chaim Volozhiner talks about it in Nefesh HaChayim. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz talks about it in Nesichas Musar. The incoming kol milaharech. But before we go weiter and make one of the great digressions of all time, we just a few ha'aris related to the first part of the daf, and that is as follows. Just go in order. So the daf began. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shloisha Tzrichin Shmira. The three people that require Shmira. The Elohim, Chasan, Choyla Chasan Vekala, Masisa Tana, Choyla Chaya Chasan Vekala. Yeshayimir Mafavil, the Yeshayimir. And some say, Av Talmid Chachamim Balayla, that a Talmud Chachamim Balayla needs Shmira. And we spoke out. Rashi says, what kind of Shmira are we talking about? Shmira from what? What do they need protection from? They need protection in Amazikin. So there's a Yeshayimim that says that a Talmud Chacham Balayla needs Shmir from the Mazikin. Rav Kiveger and Gilyan Ashas says, Ayin Rabbeinu Yoina, Perakama de Mesichtin, Daftalad Amid Beis, Amid Vav, Dibur Amaskul Shanem. So what does Rabbeinu Yoina over there say? Rabbeinu Yoina asks a stira. He asks a kasha from a Gemara in the beginning of the Perak, the beginning of the Mesechta, where the Gemara was discussing the halachas of Kriyash Masha Alamito. And Amr Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Im Talmud Chacham u ain't sarach. A Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Kriyash Masha Alamito. Why not? Because the whole idea of Kriyash Masha Alamito is Shmira. Shmira from the Mazikin that are Shoylek Balayla. So a Talmud Chacham doesn't need Shmira. Frank Rabbeinu Yoina, I have a steer in two Gemaras. Here I have a Gemara where the whole world needs Shmira, but the Talmud Chacham somehow doesn't eat Shmira. And here I have a Gemara that says, Punk Fakert, there's a Yeshayim that says, Av Talmud Chachamim Balayla, that a Choyla, a Chasan, a Kala, Novel, and a Talmud Chacham. That he's on a short list of people that need extra Shmira. So which one is it? Does the Talmud Chacham not need any Shmira? Or does the Talmud Chacham need extra Shmira? And by the way, what's the pshat in the Gemara that a Talmud Chacham doesn't need Shmira? He doesn't have to say Kriyash Mashalamita. Rashi said, Shirogo b'mishnasa, he has the Shmira of the Torah. He has Gemara, Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, Uriel. He has the Shmira of the Torah. He doesn't need the Shmira of saying Shema Yisrael. Either way, that's the Maramachim that Rabbi Kivegra says, I'm Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says a shtickle of Teretz, but it's just worth mentioning that as it relates to Kriyash Masha Alamita, Torah, and Shmira, the Balaturim says on the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that the Pasuk begins with the letter Shin, Shema, and it ends with the letter Dalid, Echad. Shin Dalid is a shade. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is a special Shmira keneged the Mazikin. It's a special Shmira keneged the Shedim. It's Yeduah that the Arizal said that the Masechta begins Me Ema Sai Koren as Shema Ba'arvin. So the Arizal said Ema is Miloshin Ema V'yira V'zesses V'reya Ema Reses V'zeya. It's a Loshin of fear. Me Ema Sai, when a person is in a state of Ema, a person's in a state of fear, he's worried about the Mazikin. What should he do? Koren as Shema. He's supposed to say Shema Ba'arvin Arvin, at night. That's when the Mazikin Ashayla. But the point is, Kriyashma is a special Shmir from the Mazikin. It's Yodua in Brisk, they have a Masoira from Reb Chaim Volozhin that if a person finds himself in a situation of Sakana, he's in a very, very dangerous predicament. What he should do is, he should be Mizboinen in Einoid Movadai. And as long as he has that Kavana of Einoid Movadai, he's going to have a Shmir. And they say over that when the Briskerov survived the Holocaust and there were unbelievable miracles that took place, he would constantly tell his children that just think Einoid Movadai, Einoid Movadai, and there's some unbelievable stories, Shaloika Derech HaTeva, where the Briskerov was saved because of this skula that he had been Mesoira. Goes back to Reb Chaim Volozhin, that if a person thinks Einoid Movadai and he does it properly, he could have a special Shmira. I don't know what the makar to that is, certainly above my pay grade, but the point is, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is a Shmira. It starts with a Shin, it ends with a Dalid, Me'imasai Kurnishma Ba'arvin, that's the whole idea of Kriyash Mashalami. To what is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Hashem Elokeinu is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem Echad is Lo Yilucha Elohim Acher Malpanai. It's the first two of the Aseres Hadibros. That is the Kavan of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It is 100% the declaration of Einoid Milvadai. So there's a Makor already that merely saying, of course, Pekavana, Einoid Milvadai, would in and of itself be a Shmira. That's the first aura. The second aura is that the Gemara mentioned that there are three things that are marichin yom of ushnaisav shel adam, and then there were shloisha dvarim that are mekatzrin yom of ushnaisav shel adam. So what were the three things that are mekatzrin? Misha noisly say v'toyer likros v'ne kaira. Koishal bracha levarech the einay mevarech. So we spoke a lot recently. We learned parakeitz of mevarechim shloisha she'achlu halachas regarding berachas hamazon and berachas hazimun. We never had a chance to speak out the famous tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. So this is not the Chacham Tzvi about the Sefer Yetzirah. This is not Shaila Tzadik Gimel. This is She'ela Kuf Samaches. Also a very well-known tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi tells a story. He says, Maisa Shahoya Kach Hoya B'Yoisi B'Bilgerad Shnas Tof Tes Lamed. A very long time ago. Hayinu Mesubim Besudas Mitzvah B'Chevra Muflage Torah. So it was a Sudas Mitzvah of some sort, and there was a Chacham Echad. He was a Shliach Michevroin. So he came, it sounds like he was a Shadar, a Shluch of the Rachmana. Maybe came to collect money. He was from Chevroin, that's what it sounds like. And he was there, he was in Eastern Europe. He was going to the Olam to bring money back to a Yishuv of Yidden in Chevroin. This is a few hundred years ago. That Chacham, says the Chacham Tzvi, was a Nazir Shimshon. He was a Nazir. So there's a whole Masechtas Nazir that describes Naziris. But really, most Naziruses are not Nogei B'Zmanazah. So if somebody says, Hareini Nazir, B'Shem Malchus, he's Makabalit in the right way, he could be a Nazir, right? You could be Makabal Naziris, and there have been some famous Nazirim over the years. But every Nazir today is going to end up being sort of like a Nazir Shimshon. Because once upon a time, a Nazir was only a Nazir for a short period of time. So you're a Nazir, let's say, Stam Naziris Islam and Yom, or you take it on for 100 days, or for a year, or 5 years. At the end of the Naziris, you're not a Nazir anymore. Today, every Nazir would be a Nazir forever. Because the only way to complete your Naziris is by bringing Karbonas. And we don't have Karbonas with Zman Hazeh. So it's not possible for a person to complete his Naziris. So if somebody says, Hareini Nazir today, so you become a Nazir, but you have no way out. So as a result, a one-way ticket. You become a Nazir, lo'i levad, ad bias koel tzedek, b'meir b'meinu amen, you can end up being a Nazir. So this kid was like Shimshon HaGibi, was a Nazir, Shimshon was a Nazir forever, regardless. So they finished eating this Suda, and they were mechabed the Nazir Shimshon to bench. The problem is, a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. There was a Kaisel Bracha. That's the way you're supposed to. It's a Chiddush that we don't do Kaisel Bracha today. So there was a Kaisel Bracha. Said the Mechaber him to bench, and he understood that he couldn't hold the Kaisel Bracha. I'm a Nazir. I mean, this is the classic example of Lifnei Yivel, Leisite Michshel. You're not allowed to be Moshed Kaisel Yayin the Nazir. So he said, I'm not allowed to drink the wine. So what they did was, he said, Rabbi Yisrael Van Bench, and there was somebody else that was holding the cup of wine. And the Chacham Tzvi apparently wasn't aware of this at the time of the benching, and I found that afterwards, and I told them, you made a terrible mistake. It's 100% wrong. You can't have Reuven bench and Shimon hold the cup of wine. The Mevarich has to be the one to hold the Kosher Bracha. And the Oilus HaMechateisa, who said? There's a halacha that somebody says Rabbi Yisrael Velen benchin. There's a halacha that Brichas HaMazin is Tzricha Kos Yayin. Who said it has to be the same person? And the Chacham Tzvi said, I'll bring you three rayas. I'll mention two. One was our Gemara. The Gemara says that if someone refuses benching, so it's not a good thing, because benching is a school of Arichas Yomim. So if someone refuses benching, Mekatzav Yomim Ushnaisav Shalom. And what were the examples? Koishal bracha levarech, the inner mevarech. So if they give you a koishal bracha levarech, the inner mevarech. Now, what was the punchline of the Gemara? Why is someone that benches, the person that leads benching, it's a skula for good things? Why? What's the bracha? Because you're going to make the brichas ayrech. So what does it have to do with the koishal bracha? If they give you a koishal bracha levarech, the inner mevarech, said the chamsi, it's a diktuk, but it's richtig. Why did the Gemara mention the koishal? What does the koishal bracha have to do with anything? Koishal bracha is a nice halacha. Sorry, dvarim nemru, but koishal bracha. That's not the point. You be mechabed the person. What if one person's benching, the other person's holding the kosher bracha? Then it's not going to be true. In fact, the Magen Avraham says, Magen Avraham says that this that you're not allowed to refuse benching is only if there's a kosher bracha. He says no kosher. He's medayik the Gemara. The Gemara says kosher bracha levarich. But Chaim Tzvi was bothered. He said, what's the pshat? Why is it kosher bracha? It's the birchas hareach. It has nothing to do with the kosher bracha. So he says this is one of the places where Chazal were megalotas that the kosher bracha and the mevarich are one and the same. You can't have one person be mevarich and the other person hold the kosher bracha. And kosher bracha levarich is like saying mevarich. It's the same thing. But the point is that whoever's the mevarich, he's the one that's going to have a kosher bracha. Another one of his rayas is from the Gemara in Avri Psachim, where the Gemara says, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasis mishta gadol etzadikim lasadavai. And there's going to be a whole question, who should bench? We spoke at the var from the Chdush Harim, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yeshua, and eventually who's going to be the one that's going to bench? It's going to be David. But he says, read the Lashon HaGemara. Darish, Rabbi Avira, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasis mishta gadol. They're going to say, Nem the kosher bracha. So he says, what do you mean? Oh, Mechatesi has to hold the kosher bracha. He's going to bench. What does it have to do with the kosher? You see, clearly he says, there's so many Gemaras where the Gemara just went out of its way to emphasize that the Mevarich is the one that had the kosher bracha. Either way, there's other elements to this tshuva. It's a tshuva that's quoted by the Poskim, but another fascinating tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. That's the second Ahara. The third Ahara, and then we'll go weiter, is so we spoke a little bit about Betzalel, which is also this week's parasha. And the Gemara said Betzalel was a Chacham. He was the Yav Chachma Sol Chakimin. He was Mechol Chacham Lev Nesati Chachma, but he was a Chachma on a whole nother level. He was Yodeya, he knew Sefer Yetzira. He was Yodeya Litzarev to Oisiois, Shenivru Bem Shemayim Varetz. And the Gemara says, in fact, it's Merumas in the name Betzalel. Betzalel is Miloshin, Betzel, Kale. So I'll tell you another Balaturim. The Balaturim is in Parshas Vayakel. It says, Vayas Betzalel Asar. So Chuma Tetzava and Kisisa, to a short, small degree as well, talks about Hashem commanding the Yikuli Chuma, go out and build a Mishkan. Vayakel Pekude is when the Yidden actually did it. Right? So it's the flip side of the same coin. Chuma Tetzava Kisisa, that's all the Tzivuyim. And then Vayakel Pekude sounds repetitive. It is repetitive. It's the actual fulfillment of all the tzivuyim of the previous parashias. So the pasuk says, "Vayas Betzalel es ha'orin atzav shita ma'masayim v'chetzi yorkiv v'amav v'chetzi rochboy v'amav v'chetzi koymasoy." The Balatura makes an unbelievable diuk in the pasuk. By all the vayases and parashas Vayakel, never mentions Betzalel's name. It says Vayas Samanoira, Vayas Samizbech, Vayas Sashulchan. Just go each one. It says Vayas, Vayas, Vayas. When it comes to the Arin, Vayas Betzalel es ha'orin. Why does the Torah have to emphasize that Betzalel is the one that made the Arin? Incidentally, Rameir Simcha Meshach Chachma says that this pasuk is a remez to a historical fact. And that is, there was only one Aron in Jewish history. The Yidden had an Aron, Betzalel made an Aron, and they had it in the Midbar, and then they had it in Noiv and Givon, they had it in Shiloh, and they had it in Gilgal. They had it during Bayis Rishon, and then at the end of Bayis Rishon, Yoshio HaMelech, it's not exactly what happened, but Yoshio HaMelech hid the Aron, and then in Bayis Sheni, they didn't have the Aron. The Kamikumus and Nishtabru, how they didn't build an Aron during Bayis Sheni. How was it even possible not to build an Aron during Bayis Sheni? There's a mitzvah, v'asuli mishkan, v'shachanti b'soichem. How could that not been an arm? There's a tshuva chasam soifer. There's a lot of famous raid regarding how was it possible that the Yidden didn't build an arm. But that's a fact. The fact is that there was no arm during Bayis Sheni. Says Ramei Simchat Merumas in this pasuk. Vayah says hashulchan. Yeah, this shulchan betzalel made, but there were going to be other shulchanas. This menorah, then there were going to be other menorahs. But the arm, vayas betzalel. Sorry, there was only one. It was only Betzalel's Aron. But says the Baal Turim, what's the Pshat? Why does it say Vayas Betzalel's Aron? Bekulam lehiske Betzalel el ala Aron. Loimer, shahoye Betzel keel, v'yod asoid ha'aron, v'hamerkova, shahoron u keneget kisei ha'kova. Which, by the way, is also a teretz to the Achreim's Kasha. Only Betzalel was able to make an Aron. And that's why it says Betzalel. And Betzalel in the sense of not just the person Betzalel, but Betzel Kel, like this drush that the Gemara just said, you had to be Betzel Kel to build an Aron. You had to be Oideh Letzarev to Chof Beis Oysen Shnivim Shemayim Varetz to build a Mishkan. But so much more so as it relates to the Aron, because the Aron is the Merkava, it's Keneged the Kisei HaKoven, and that's why the Torah emphasizes that Betzalel is the one that built the Aron, because it required someone on the caliber of Betzalel, someone that was Betzel Kel, in order to build the Aron. Zok de Gemara. So we mentioned Arba Tzrichim Lahoydos, that was the end of yesterday's daf, which is Inyana D'Yayma, that's the Sugya. And then we went from there to talk about other things that Rav Yehuda said, because Rav Yehuda is the one who said in the name of Rab, Arba Tzrichim Lahoydos. So other things that he said regarding numbers, Shloisha Tzrichim Shimur, there are three things that are a school of Arichas Yomim, three things that are Mekatsun Yomim Shaladam, there are three things that require a special Rachamim, Shloisha Dvarim, machriz, aleihem. So a whole bunch of things that involve numbers. One of them was shloisha tzrichim rachamim. There are three things that require rachamim. Melech toiv, shana toiva, v'chaloim toiv. A good dream requires rachamim. So we mention a dream, and the Gemara is going to digress now for a few dafin, classic dafin, where the Gemara is going to talk about dreams. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Kol chaloy, every dream is an okay dream, or a good dream, but v'loy tavas. Try not to have a dream where you're fasting in the dream. If you're not eating in the dream, that's the only dream, said Rav Chisda, that is a very, very bad dream. V'am Rav Chisda said another thing regarding dreams. Chelma deloy mefasha ki garta le makaria. If somebody has a dream and he doesn't go to someone to interpret the dream, it's like having a letter that you never read. Meaning, if you didn't read it, it can't really harm you. So if you didn't interpret the dream, no worries. V'am Rav Chisda, loy chelma tavi makayim kuli, v'loy chelma bish makayim kuli. A good dream isn't always going to be completely good. And a bad dream isn't always going to be completely bad. Meaning, if someone has a good dream, he shouldn't think that, wow, everything in the dream is going to happen for the good. And the same is true in the bad. Meaning, there's always shtusim, as we're going to see in dreams. Rav Chisda said, a bad dream is better than a good dream. Why? Because a bad dream is ma'ira, a person to do tshuva. A good dream doesn't. If somebody has a bad dream, he doesn't have to be worried that maybe something bad is going to happen. Because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The bad dream itself, and the fact that you're worried now about the bad dream that you have, that is good for what the bad dream was trying to tell you. Chelma tova, and the same is true in the reverse. Someone has a good dream, chedvi mistai, doesn't mean he's going to have a good dream. The fact that you're so excited about the good dream, that's good for the bracha. Rabbi Yosef said, chelma tova, afilu dididi. Rabbi Yosef was a saginar. And as a result, you know, he said that he suffered, but he said, if I have a good dream, I'm so excited with the dream that even someone like myself, the excitement that I have from the good dream takes away the chance that I had of the good dream actually happening. Meaning it was a sign that something good was supposed to happen. Something good happened. A bad dream is worse than Malchus. Kim Asa, Sheyiru Mufanov. Hashem uses dreams to get a person to fear him. Because it doesn't say dream in the Pasuk, but that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Hanavi Asher Itay Chaloim, Yisapra Chaloim. So the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Perichov Gimel, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is comparing and contrasting the real Nevi'im versus the Nevi'e Sheker. And he said, Hanavi Asher Itay Chaloim, that's the Navi Sheker, Yisapra Chaloim. He walks around telling about dreams that he had. But the Asher Devari Itay. But the person that I spoke to, the real Nevi'im, Yedabre Devari Emes. They speak Emes. And then Malit said Hashem, Malit Teven Esabar No Mashem. Why is Teven straw together with bar? Bar is Tfua. Right? Teven is the Psylus. The bar is the Eichel. So why is the Teven and the bar next to each other? Meaning the Nevi'e Sheker are together with the Nevi'e Yemes. So we're talking about dreams, and we're talking about straw, and we're talking about tfua, such as wheat, for example. Why this all together? Just like it's not possible to have tfua without a little bit of Teven, kachi, efshel l'chaloyim. Every dream has a little bit of dvar b'teilim. Amra brachio. Chaloyim, alfa bisham, etzosim, eskayim, kuli enim eskayim. A dream, even though some of it's going to happen, all of it's never going to happen. In olam Yosef, we learned it from Yosef. The bala chaloymis. Dechsiv, the pasuk says that Yosef had dreams, and he told his brothers the dreams. One of the dreams was, he said that the Shemesh and the Yireach and 11 stars were all bowing down to me. Now, what was he referring to? The Shemesh was his father. The Levana, the Yireach, was his mother, and the 11 stars were his 11 siblings. And he was saying that, I had a dream, this is a nevuah, that one day the whole family is going to be kareh mishtachav to me. Now says the Gemara, was that even possible? His mother wasn't alive, Rachel had passed away already. So obviously, you see that every dream has a little bit of Tevin in it. There's always a little bit of Dvar Mateil. Incidentally, Rashi and Chumash says that what was the Yireach? It was Billah. Billah raised Yosef. It was Ki'ilu Yaldai. That was the mother. Amra Blevi. A person should always, if a person has a good dream and he knows something good is going to happen, he should never give up, even if it doesn't happen. How long should he wait? Ad esrim v'shtayim shana. 22 years. Minolan, the Yosef, the pasuk says, Eilu told us, Yaakov, Yosef ben Shva Esrei Shana. So how old was Yosef in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev when Yosef started having dreams? He was 17 years old. V'ksiv Yosef ben Shalosh Shana Banu L'fnei Paro. Yosef was 30 when he stood in front of Paro. Min Shavsi V'atalsim, the Gemara does the math for us. From 17 until 30, Kamahava, Tlashe, it's 13 years. V'shev D'Sofa, then you had the seven good years. V'tarti the kafna in the two hungry years. Ha'esher v'shtayim. So do the math. It's 13 plus 7 plus 2. You end up with 22 years. And 22 years later, the dream came true. Yosef dreamed that he was going to be the king. And it took 22 years. So lo'olam yitzapa adam l'chaloyim toiv ad Esther v'shtayim shon. Amar avud l'adam toiv e'mar l'chaloyim toiv. Good people don't have good dreams. U'l'adam ra e'mar l'chaloyim ra. And people that are not good people don't have bad dreams. Meaning, it sounds like good dreams go to bad people, bad dreams go to good people. In fact, that was Rashi's girsa. La'odam toiv marin loy chaloyim ra. It's not our girsa in the Gemara. Our Gemara says, odam toiv in marin loy chaloyim ra. Doesn't mean you have bad dreams. Rashi's girsa was, la'odam toiv marin loy chaloyim ra. Tanya nami hachi, kol shnoisov shal David, loy ra chaloyim toiv. V'chol shnoisov shal achi toifel, who was an odam ra, loy ra chaloyim ra. Fate the Gemara's statue, v'ksiv, the pasuk says, loy sunay lecha ra. But Rav Chizor, yem yabarabel, shalay yafil chalay chalim, is rav alay hurim ra. You see clearly that if someone's a tzaddik, you're not going to have a bad dream. Works better with Rashi's girsa. So you see that good people don't have bad dreams. So how is it possible? That's what the end of the pasuk means. A person's going to come home from a long trip. His wife won't be a safek nida. But the point is, the resha of this drasha, of this brisa, that you see good people don't have bad dreams. Ela, iu, loy chazile, achrinu chazile. A good person will never have a bad dream. That's true. Lo yav hilucha chaloyim b'Yisra'im. What then did Rav Huna mean when he said that there's an idea that sometimes good people have bad dreams? It means other people will have the dreams. Achrinu chazile. Other people will have bad dreams about this person. Says the Gemara b'chilei chazi, iu mayusu, is it good not to have dreams? Meaning, he's not going to have bad dreams. He's also not going to have good dreams. So it sounds like he's not going to have any dreams, right? Do the cheshben. Good dreams come to bad people. Bad dreams, we thought, go to good people. We tweaked it. No, they don't go to good people. They go to other people about good people. But good people don't have bad dreams and don't have good dreams. Frank de Gemara. Is it possible not to have a dream at all? If somebody sleeps 7 days and he doesn't have a dream at all, it's a bad thing. It sounds familiar. It's because we had this earlier in the Masechta. Al tikri soveya elo sheva. How do we dash in the pasuk? The sheva yolin, if a person sleeps 7 nights, bal yipaked, and he's not visited by the Sarah Chaloy Moizra, it's a bad thing. So you can't have no dreams. The Gemara says, right. Ela hachi kama. The chaza v'lo yoda mai chaza. What it means is, when we said that if a person has a shalaya vilucha loy chaloy moizra, and that tzaddikim don't have chaloy moizra, doesn't mean they don't have bad dreams. They will have bad dreams, like Rav Huna said. What it means is they won't have dreams that they don't understand. Because if you have a dream you don't understand, that's a bad thing. Omer Rav Huna bar Ami, Omer Rav Podas, Omer Rav Yochanan, Haroi Chaloyim, V'nafshi Aguma, if somebody sees a dream, and he feels bad about it, Yelech V'yifterenu B'fnei Shloisha, he should be Poisa the Chaloyim. So if you have a dream and you're very worried about it, go to a Poisa Chaloyim. Yifterenu Freytima, why are you going to a Poisa Chaloyim? From Rav Chizah, the Chelmad Leim Nifshaki Gartel Leim Mikaryo. We just said, if you're not Poisa the Chaloyim, you have nothing to worry about. So that would seem to make more sense. So the Gemara says, right, Eleim Yitivenu B'fnei Shloisha. You shouldn't be Poisa the Chaloyim. You should be native the chaloyim. Hatovas chaloyim. That's what it's called. Why is it called hatovas chaloyim? Because you're making the chaloyim good. So what do? So you go to three people and you tell them about the dream. Lacy Klaus of Alemalu Chelma Tova Chazoy. And they're gonna tell you like this: the dream that you had was a good dream. Valemele Hanach Tova Huva Tova Lahavi. It was good, it will be good. Rahmanu Lashavi Latav, Hashem should make it good. Sheva Zimnin Ligzru Alachman Shmai. This is an incantation. 7 times they should be guys in Shemaim de Lahava Tova, Vyaheva Tova. Valemru, then they should say Shalai Shafuch is 3 psukim that talk about where Hashem flipped something from being bad to good. Vishalish Peduyos and 3 psukim that talk about the idea of somebody being redeemed from its tzara, the shalei shloimeis, and 3 psukim that talk about peace. Shalei shalei shafuchos. What's an example of 3 psukim? Afachta misbilin lemachul bitachta saki. That has already simcha. Another pasuk is oz tismach bisula bemachul bachurim muskedim yachta b'fachti yavon lusasi. The 3rd pasuk is v'leyav Hashem lekech l'shmei al bilim vayafoy Hashem lekech l'chazak lo l'vracha. Those are the 3 psukim that talk about. Hafuchos, Shalish, Peduyos, 3 psukim that talk about Hashem being poida. Dichziv poida b'shalim nafshi mikrovli. Uftuya Hashem yeshovon ubotzi and berina. And the 3rd pasuk is Vayomer Amel Shala Yoinason Yomus Asha Asa Hayeshu. And the end of the pasuk is Vayiftu Ames Yoinason Veloimei. Shalish, Shloimeish. What's 3 examples of psukim that talk about Shalom? Dichziv Boirei Nifs Vasayim. Shalom, Shalom Lerachiv Gilakor. Amar Hashem Urefasiv. The 2nd pasuk is Veruach Lovsha. Esamosai, the end of the pasuk, is what we need. It's all in the v'chulu, these gemaras. Shalom, shalom l'cha, v'shalom l'oizrecha. Sometimes you don't have to read the v'chulu. Here it's Ikach Chosim and Asef if you don't read the Bechulu. The last part is Va'amartem Koy L'Choy Va'ata Sholoim Uveischo Sholoim. Zok de Gemara Amaisa. This next Gemara is another classic. Armeimar Umar Zutra V'Rav Ashi Ha'v'yosfi Bahadi Adadi. They were all sitting together. Amri Kol Chad V'Chad Minon Le'imim Bilsul Yishmila L'Chavre. So they sat around together and they said every person's going to say something that no one else knows, that no one else ever heard. Zok de Gemara Pasa Chad Minon. So one of them got up and he said as follows, somebody has a dream and he doesn't know what he saw. He saw a dream, something's going on, but he doesn't know what the dream is. He doesn't know if it's a good dream, he doesn't know if it's a bad dream. Leikim kami kahani. He should get up in the kahani maduchani. The idno de parsi yodayu. Vilei mahochi, he should say like this. Ribbono shel olam. Ani shalach v'chaloi moisei shalach. Chaloim chalamti v'eini yodeh mahu. I had a dream and I don't know what the dream is. Bein shechalamti al atzmi, uben shechomu li chaveirai, uben shechalamti al Im Teufelheim, if it's a good stream, Chaskim, Va'amsim, Kechaloim, Moisef, Shol Yosef, Yosef HaTzadik's dreams, Yosef became Melech, Im Trichim Refu, if the dreams name Refu, Refu'im, Kimei Mor Al-Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Choices are interesting. Just like Hashem, you heal the main mor al-yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, heal my dream. Uchemirya mitzarato, keel no refonolo, ukechiskiyo mechal yoy, ukemeirichay al-yidei Elisha, ukeshem shafacht kilos bilam arashal of racha, kein hafoich, these are the sholi tafuchos, kol chaloi moisei alay letoivo, umesayim bahade kahani. And what's the punchline? Why are you doing this when the kayhana maduchene? What's pashupsha? It's because we want that the whole tzibur should yell amen, not only on Birchas Kayanim, but what you just said. Not just saying amen. He's saying amen, the ani tzibur amen. Like this, the amen will be chal on your Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the reason. The Eloi, and let's say you can't do that. So then, le mahachi, you should say as follows. Meaning, let's say you finish, you die, you have good ivra, so you were able to go through the Ribbono Shel Olam so fast that the Kayanim didn't say amen yet. Then you're supposed to say Adar Bamorim, and that will be like the addendum to your Hatavas Chaloim. But the point is, the amen will end up working for the Hatavas Chaloim as well. So again, Ameimar, Marzutra, and Ravashi, they're all sitting together, and they said, everyone's going to say something that the other one didn't know. And it's interesting. So I don't know who said this. Actually, the Gemara says, Pasachavina. No, we don't know. So one of the Amirom said that, Hatovas Chaloim, you should do this, Peshas Birchas Kayanim, this is a good trick. So it's interesting that the other two didn't know this. Either Ameimar, Marzutra, Ravashi, two of them didn't know this halacha. This was a Pesachidish. Pasachidach. The other Amir said, I'll tell you something else. Haiman da ayil masav. Somebody enters the city. V'docham ein abisha. And he's worried about an ayin hara. So this is what he should do. Linkid skafa the other, yamina be other the smaila. He should take his right thumb and he should put it in his left hand. Skafa the other, the smaila be other the mean. He should take your left thumb and put it in your right hand. Vale mahachi. He should say like this. Ana ploini bar ploini. Mizara de Yosef kasima. I'm Ploini bar Ploini. I'm an enikel of Yosef HaTzadik. D'loi sholta be'eino. Yosef HaTzadik was protected from Ayin Hara. Shenemar ben poiris Yosef, ben poiris aloyoyin. I'll take aloyoyin elo oyloyoyin. Yosef was oyloyoyin. He was on top of Ayin Hara. Beis v'chanir ha'mehachav, yud goloyer b'kerev ha'aretz. That was talking to the B'nai Yosef. Ma dong shabiyam mayim mechasim aleyim. Just like Damon Shem, yam. The water covers them. Af Ayin Hara shaletis be'eina. The ein ayin rosh let us behem. Avzayr shel Yosef ein ayin rosh let us behem. So too, just like fish, the ayin has there's no ayin hard because the eye can't see the fish. So too, Yosef atzadik is the same way. Let's say he's worried about his own ayin hara. So the svarim say a person can give himself an ayin hara. But pashim shad vi'i docham ein abisha delay means he's worried about having an ayin, giving someone else an ayin hara. Lech say atarfa denachire desmole. He should look at the wall of his left nostril, and that's going to protect him. So that's what the second amayra said. Pasachidach. The third amayra said, I'm going to tell you now something that you don't know. Hayman decholish. If someone's not well, loyalenu. Yoimakama, the first day, loyalagali. He shouldn't reveal it. Ki hechid loy lister mazali. Don't tell people you're a chayla because al tiftach pela satan. Don't even talk about it. Mikan de elak, after the first day, legali, he should tell. Ki hodin Rava did this. Ki avacholish, when Rava was not well, yoimakama loyalagali. He didn't tell anyone the first day. Mikan de elak, afterwards, omale le shamoy. He would tell people, puk achris, go tell everybody, Rava cholish. Rava's not well. Why? Because Rava said, Mamon of Shach. Mande rochemli, if somebody likes me, the boy lai rachmi, he's gonna daven for me. Umande sonili, if somebody doesn't like me, lechtili. So, subconsciously, he's gonna be happy that Rava's not well. Uksiv, you know what the pasuk says? Min foile vecha, al tismach, ubekoshle ayogali becha. Why? and Yira Hashem v'Rabbe Eina v'Heishem v'Yalavapoy. You know what's going to happen if you're happy about something bad that happens to your friend? Hashem will take that from your friend. He's going to put it on you. So Rabbi said that's a school for a fool. So he said, "Mamonoshach, the people that like me will daven for me, and the people that don't like me so much, they'll." Adarabba, help me get out of this mess. Pen Yira Hashem v'Rabbeinav v'Heshev me'olav apoy excel. So before we get into the real sugyas about chaloymis, which is going to be in tomorrow's daf, just a few ha'aras related to the end of the daf. Two ha'aras. The first one is the Gemara said if somebody's worried about an ayin abisha, somebody's worried about an ayin hara, so what should he do? He should take his right thumb, put in his left hand, his left thumb, put in his right hand, and he should say, ana ployni bar ployni. Incidentally, there's a whole shaila what the right gear says. Is it ana ployni bar ployni, or is ana ployni bar ploynisa? The Ben Yoyada says the right gear is ana ployni bar ploynisa. Why? Because every time you daven for a chayla, you don't daven Ployni ben the father, you always say ben the mother. That's always what you say when you're davening for a chayla. So over here, the person's davening for a psarafua, he needs a Yeshua, he's worried about something. So the gear says not ano ployni bar ployni, it's ano ployni bar plonisa. Either way, I am beben yoyada. But the Gemara says again, so what should you do? You should say the following. You should say, ano mizare de yosef da asina, to lo yisholta be'eno, shenem ben poyer says, ben poyer aliyoyin, v'chulu v'chulu. Break the Marsha, we've spoken at this Marsha many times, we even spoke it out here in Masechtas Brachos. He says, I understand. He says, you find this in different Gemaras and Shas. Rabbi Yochanan used to sit at the Shar of the Mikvah. It's like this, the women would see him and they asked him, I don't say, you're not worried about an Ayin Hara. He said, I'm not Mizara de Yosef Kasin. I come from Yosef Atzadik to Loishota Beyena. I don't have to worry about Ayin Hara. In fact, the Sfar Makdoshim say that Rabbi Yochanan was a Gilgal. He was actually a Gilgal of Yosef Atzadik, and the reason Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 children, it was connected the 10 tipim of Zera that the Zohar HaKadosh said Yosef HaTzadik was moitzi through his fingernails at the time of the Nesoyin of Eshes Potifar, and that's why he said Ana Mizara de Yosef Kasina Zara Miloshin Zera, and he was Yosef himself because he needed to be Mesakin the Zera of Yosef, and that's why it was Dein Garma Dasira Bir Dvorim Neflav. But Freik the Marsha, I understand Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said it because Rabbi Yochanan was real. He was Mizara de Yosef Kasina. But if a person's not Mizara de Yosef, there's 12 Shvatim. You don't know which Shevet. What if you're a Levi? Right? If you're a Kohen, you know which Shevet you come from. Mechet Tasi, we come from Shevet Yosef. So what's help to say, I'm not Mizara de Yosef Kasina? L'chura, if you're from Zara de Yosef, it makes sense. But if you're not. And the Marsha says two terutzim. The first terutz the Marsha says is, V'yesh loymar da lachash ukein. This is the lachash. It's an incantation. Meaning, that's all it is an incantation. The point is, it's not necessarily that Ano Mizara de Yosef Kasina, that you're saying that you're really Mizara de Yosef. That's not what the punchline is. The punchline is that there's a nusach, and just like there's a nusach in Atavas Chaloim, Shalish Afuchais, and Shalish Shloimais, you have these different nusachais. So that's what you're doing over here, but it's not necessarily something that you're saying because you believe is true. But then the Marsha says another teretz, and this we've never spoken out. V'odye Shloimar, the Chol Yisrael, Nikra al Shem Yosef. Every yid is Nikra al Shem Yosef. Dechsiv, Noye Katzoin Yosef. So where's that pasuk? This is a pasuk in Tehillah. Perik Pei. Lam Natzeach El Shoshanim. Eidus La'osef Mizmar. Roye Yisrael Hazina. Noye Katzoin Yosef. So somehow in this pasuk says the Masha, you see that we're all Nikra Al Shem Yosef, every Yid. So it's true on some level, every single Yid could say that Ana Mizara de Yosef Kasina, because on some level it's really true. My brother Shloimi Steltzu to this, a few very nice Mara Makoivas. Number one, he showed me that Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur Yavitz, so he wrote a Pirish on Tefillah. On Musaf L'Shabbos, he called the Pirish Beis Yosef. That's what he called it. He called it Beis Yosef. So he said, why am I calling it Beis Yosef? He says, because it's Mevur Al-Pi Kabbalah. Al-Pi Kabbalah. Avraham Avinu was Mesakin Shachris. Yitzchok was Mesakin Mincha. Yaakov was Mesakin Meirev. Tfilos Ovois Tiknun. The Tfilos all come from the Ovois. You know it was Mesakin Musaf to Yosef. Yosef is Epis Musaf. Yosef has something to do with Musaf. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, a remez l'dofer, so Yosef and Musaf sounds the same, but it doesn't just sound the same, because the Yud and the Mem flip ba'at bash, if you do the math. So at bash, Aleph switches with a Tav, and Bet switches with a Shin. If you do the at bash, the Yud
switches with a man. So Yosef actually becomes Musaf. And Rabbi Akiva then writes in his Akdama here to Musaf l'Shabbos, he says that I called my Chibur Beis HaKnesses Beis Yosef. Why did I call it Beis Yosef? Because Musaf is Yosef. It's interesting. Otherwise, we're masakin the tefillah. Where does Yosef come in to be masakin the tefillah? So we won't spoke out a guy in the Chabakuk that says Moshe was there's a connection between tefillah leMoshe and Shachris and tefillah leDavid and Mincha, tefillah on the Amayrev and tefillah leChabakuk and Musaf. That's something else. Here we're saying that Yosef, as in the derech of the Avos, Avram is Shachris, Yitzchak is Mincha, Yaakov is Mayriv, and Yosef al pi Kabbalah has a Shaychus to Musaf. But if we're all Mizaru de Yosef Kasina, then on some level Yosef is an Av. And if Yosef is an Av, he told me that he once heard that Haben Yaakov Ephraim, Klai Yisrael is called Ephraim. Why are we called Ephraim? Ephraim was Yosef's son. Why are we all called Ephraim? Because if Yosef is our father, it's Aben Yaakov Ephraim. And we refer to Rachel Imenu as the Mama Rachel. Why is Rachel the Mama Rachel? Mechatese. Maybe from Bila, maybe from Zilpa, maybe most of us are from Leah. So how did it become the Mama Rachel? The Teretz is that we're all from Yosef. If we're all from Yosef on some level, say, Ein Aves El Shloisha. The Aves is always Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But on some level, we're all Ephraim, because we're all Zara de Yosef Kasina, and on some level, there's the Mama Yosef, the Mama Rachel. That's the first Ara. It's a long morning. The second Ara is, just going back to bring it all together. So again, we started Perek Haraya, and Perek Haraya talks about Haraya, Maka, and Shenasa, Nisim Yisrael, you're supposed to make a bracha, and then we saw that every yid has to make a bracha if he sees a place that a miracle happened for all the yidin. But in every individual, if he had a personal miracle, a personal salvation, he has to make his own bracha. Every time he passes that place, he makes the bracha. Shasali nes b'makom hazeh. Then we spoke about the arba tzrichim lahoides, berachas hagoimel. Yesterday we spoke about little differences between berachas hagoimel and the bracha of if someone's roya makom shenasali nes. Regardless, and now we're talking about dreams, and that's going to be the topic of the next few davening. So just to bring together the concept of dreams and the concept of Birchas HaGoyimo, just tell you a Dover Nifla. Got laid early, but just a Maramachim at the very least. The Chido wrote a sefer called Machzik Brach. Chido wrote a lot of sefer. His primary work on Shulchan Aruch was the Birkei Yosef, but the Chido also wrote a sefer called Machzik Brachas on Shulchan Aruch. In Eir Chaim Simen, Reishu Test, that's where all the halachas of Birchas HaGoyimol are. He says as follows, just read a few excerpts. Ro'isi lichtoi vikuach kotzer, I want to transcribe a short debate, Meharav Hamuvik, Moireinu Markeshisha, Rabbi Eliezer Nochem Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, Imateres Roishi Abamori Zatzah. So said the Chida, I'm going to tell you of a debate that happened between two Gadolim. He said, the Gadol Hador, Rabbi Eliezer Nochem, Markeshisha, and he said his own father, they had a debate, Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. Rabbi Eliezer Nochem wrote a letter, said the Chida to his father, and the letter said as follows. He said, Boha Chaloi Beroivo. I had a dream. And in my dream, I was sitting in front of you. So again, Rabbi Eliezer Nochum has a dream, and in his dream, he's talking and learning to the Chida's father. Namish coming together. And he asked him three questions. His first question was, after the Akedah, so Yitzchak Avinu was, oh, and as Avram is about to shecht Yitzchak, al tishlach yotcha lanar, val tasloi ma'um makiyato yodati. So he didn't kill Yitzchak. Was Yitzchak mechuyev to Ben Chagoyvel afterwards? Or was he not mechuyev to Ben Chagoyvel? Again, yesterday we spoke about that there's a Yeshayim Shulchan Aruch, it's not only the Arba Tzrichim Loids. And this was the question. He said, I had a dream, and in my dream, I asked you this question. He said, then I asked you another question. He said, I wanted to know the Arba that were Nichnas Lepardis, where the Gemara says, Benazi, Benzoima, Elisha Baravu, and Rabbi Akiva. And Benazi this, and Benzoima that, Elisha Baravu. The only one that was Nichnas B'Shalom, V'Yatza B'Shalom, was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva went to a very dangerous place, clearly. He was Nichnas Lepardis. He was Yatza B'Shalom. Did Rabbi Akiva have to bench Agoimo, or did he not have to bench Agoimo? He said, and then I asked you a third question. The Kohen Gadol, every Yom Kippur used to go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. A lot of the Kehanim Gedolim didn't make it out alive. If the Kohen Gadol made it out alive, the next morning he had to give L'chaim, he had to bench, they gave him Hagben, he had to bench HaGoyimel. Is that what happened? Did he have to bench HaGoyimel or not? He said, these were the three questions. He said, in my dream, you didn't give me an answer. But I thought for sure, Simon and Milsehi, and they're telling me something from Shemayim that I have to ask you this question. So he says, I didn't ask you the question. You didn't answer me in the dream, but maybe Yerenu Rabbeinu, maybe you could give me an answer in real life. So he writes back to him and he tells him, Noirois Neflesi Mi Masa Gechi Zoyan Halazu. He says, this is an unbelievable question and it's not Shayach. And he says, I'm going to start giving you answers. And he starts being mafalful. So he says, you want to know if Yitzchak had a bench agoimel? He says, first of all, Chazal say that it was parcha nishmasai. So I don't think he had a bench agoimel. If I cared, he died. Yitzchak really was parcha nishmasai. He had tchias amesim. So if anything, he has to make the bracha mechay amesim. What bracha does a person make if he has tchias amesim? That's the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem again, mechay amesim. That's what he should do. I don't think it's berachas agoimel. Berachas agoimel is if you almost died and nothing happened. You were in a matzav of sakana. If I cared, in this case, it actually didn't play itself out. Then he told him, he says, why are you asking me only about Yitzchak? He said, why don't you ask me a better question? Avram Avinu, who was Nitzel from the Or Kasdim, he never died. See, he was Nitzel from the Or Kasdim by the Kivshon Eish. So he wrote back to him, Rabbi Eliezer Nachum, because this goes back and forth. So he wrote back to him, he says, I'm asking to you, that's a better question. He said, but this is what I asked you in the dream. He said, I'm just telling you, this was your freak Sakash of the Balachaloimus. So it wasn't my question. I never thought of this. He said, I had a dream. In the dream, I asked you the Akedah. I'm asking you the Akedah. I'm asking it's a better kasha. He says, I'm spilled. What do you want from me? This wasn't my dream. Either way, he goes back. He says, the Nile Nichlasu the Pardis is the Pardis wasn't a place. It was a place, the Pardis. He said, the Pardis wasn't a place. The Pardis was, it was in the world of Machshava. They went to, they were being Machashev and learning certain Kabbalah, certain things, which is not so simple. It's Machagiz Rashi Taisvis and Chagigadaf Yudal and Beis. And then he told him that as it relates to the Kohen Gadol, he says, I don't think the Kohen Gadol, the Kodesh HaKadoshim was a sakana for the Kohen Gadol if he made it out alive. He says, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is a mokum sakana. Right, something called a mokum sakana. So you're going to tell me, a Kodesh HaKadoshim is like walking a tightrope? No, it's not. If you have the schosim, it's fine. If you don't have the schosim, then yeah, it's a problem. If the Kohen Gadol made it out alive from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that means he had the schosim. If he had the schosim, he wasn't in a mokum sakana. You just don't know. So there's like a klapi shmaya galia component over here. But he say either way, interesting back and forth. Why are we mentioning this? A, because it's interesting. And B, it's from the Chidah, but it just brings it all together. We have the Arba Tzrichim Lahoydis, which was yesterday's daf, and the Chaloymis, which is a shtickle today's daf, and it's going to be very much the topic of the next few daf.